Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My question, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. A couple more comments. Guys got to sit in the L of the Hollywood sign. Once-in-a-lifetime deal. Another one.
Which L? There's two L's,
there
man.
There are.
One of them is cool. The other one's lame.
Living in England when Zeppelin played their final gig. Ooh. Took a chance on buying a ticket code off eBay. It worked. Two tickets to see their final show.
Damn.
Which was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know that it counts. But he was added after Old Dirty Bastard died. But there's a rapper named Capadonna that's part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
And once at Baltimore, I don't know what we were doing, but I was hanging out with some dudes, and he was there with them. And they were like, you want to hit this blunt? And I said, I can't, man. I'm on bail. And they were like, oh, you a real one. But that he handed me the blunt, and I said, I can't, man. Now, they didn't know I didn't smoke weed at the time.
Of course.
But it sounded tough.
Oh, no, you had the perfect response.
Right.
Loved you, fellas.
What was the guy that passed on that was like...
DMZ.
DMZ. Who was the one?
DMX?
DMX. DMX.
DMZ's demilitarized zone.
I know,
boys.
Demilitarized zone, right.
DMX, who was the person that was around DMX?
I can't remember who told us the story, but basically...
Oh, no. That's my buddy when he was living in New York City.
All right.
He was going to Columbia, and then there, whatever the dorms were. So DMX was hooking up with a girl there. So he's outside. He recognized him. He's smoking a blunt, and he's like, hey, man, like, you're DMX. Like, yeah. And he's
yeah.
like, right? And he's like, can I smoke with you? And he's like, well, listen, I can't hand it to you. What I'm going to do is hand it to my man, Miles. Now, what he does after that is up to him.
Right.
The guy basically just took a puff and handed it to my buddy. I guess technically.
I did not pass him the weed.
What did that man sound like when he was having sex?
I'm liking this.
Dude, there was probably tears involved. You ever seen some of his performances?
Tell X what you like.
Yep. I mean, he would break down during shows.
Yeah, he was crazy.
Yeah. Guys, he was.
He was legitimately crazy.
I was in the front row of Metallica's show. Once the concert ended, James took off his wristband, looked me dead in the eye, and threw it directly at me.
Nice.
Side note, James has a damn good arm. Here, this is a weird one.
Better if it was a bottle.
I once saw a major flood in my hometown that washed up buried coffins from the cemetery that was along the riverbank. The strong current sent the floating coffins down the river until they crashed against the dam spillway.
Damn. We had that in New Orleans once, because all those graves were above ground, right? But we had a big storm, and the way they treated it on the news, apparently this happens plenty. They're like, I can't remember the name of the cemetery. It is directly across the street from Commander's Palace. Noted restaurant. But they're like, man, big storms. Three of the coffins have washed. One was out of a mausoleum. The other two were out of just quote-unquote graves. But, I mean, like, they're chuckling about it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
And, Ted, you can relate to this one, probably. In eighth grade, I went to D.C. for a class trip. We toured the White House. While there, Obama was boarding Air Force Two. And we got to watch him from, like, 15 feet away. Now, whether you like Obama or not, it was cool to see a president so up close. Not many people get to say they've done that. I've never seen a president up close. I went to Ronald Reagan's speech when he was a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
For the president. He ended up being the president.
Yeah.
I saw...
But that was still cool to see.
Sure,
that,
man.
I went to Clinton's inauguration, and then I saw Barack Obama towards the end of his second term here in Seattle.
Hey, Ted. Good seeing you.
It was pretty awesome.
I'm here for the weed.
Are you still on parole? I'm going to hit this blunt.
I cannot pass it to you.
I cannot, but I can hand it to Joe. Joe can pass it to you. But he does.
What was his nickname in high school?
Hotbox.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROB.
He skips old Barry O.
Gotta love them ribs.
You think he would talk slower? When he gets high. Even Stephen Colbert, he was interviewing him. He said, man, you got like this 800-page book. And I realized he also did the audio book. Colbert's like, based on the way you speak, I figured it was just faster to read it.
Like when George W. and him would lean in and whisper. I know he's like, George's like, hey, I got that blow. You got the weed?
You know I do.
You know I do.
I will say, W. is, I know he's, you know, super, what do you call those, new Christians, whatever. But if there was one president I'd want to party with,
oh, it was W. W, hell
yeah.
He and his wife.
We're doing cake dance. Come on, man.
Hey, we're going to order cheeseburger pizzas. Throw down, watch some cartoons. You know what I mean?
Right. You see Will and Stimpy. Well, because remember, he was running, what, in 2000?
Watch his.
Right against Gore?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, was it 2000?
Yeah, it was 2000.
Right, so I remember when you were voting for a Major League All-Star game, on the back was an interview with Al Gore and one with George W. Bush. Very plain questions, right? Yeah. So they said, should baseball be played on grass or turf? Al Gore gives his paragraph-long thing about what you should play on. And W. said, it's baseball. Should play it on grass.
That's it. Yeah.
Pretty simple.
That's the question.
You hear over his house, hey, man, you know what I can do? Let's fire off a rocket.
Right.
Come on, now, get us up to the roof.
Yeah. Hey, watch it. Saudi Arabia's going to think it's coming around. Then watch it. Bank off in. I can steer it. Scared you.
He was famous for having the White Hat cooking staff make him cheeseburger pizza.
Oh, yeah. That was the same.
We're going to get 5 to 10 cheeseburger pizzas. Launch off a rocket.
Hey, Ricky, I got the munchies. Come on.
Right, like, I don't think he was smoking weed. I don't think he was drinking at that point, but I like his style.
That's just
like,
who he was.
Like, even if I'm not drinking on the weekend, I still want to eat pizza and watch sports.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Not now. UT zone.
Now, listen, I'm going to fire his gun off. They'll be here in 3 seconds. Pew, pew. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROB.
See secret tunnel?
I got a secret tunnel.
I don't even know where to go.
You can fly in a helicopter and go get some Lito's pizza.
I just go down there and pee when I can't get to the bathroom.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so when I was 12 years old, my dad was in the Air Force, and we were stationed in England. And one day, this camera crew came to class, and they were doing auditions for this movie. They needed kids with American accents. They were making this movie with Jodie Foster and Scott Baio called Bugsy Malone.
Oh, God, I remember that movie.
What a cast.
Do you remember Bugsy Malone?
I remember Scott Baio.
It was a, basically, it's like kids is gangsters.
Gangsters.
But when they fired their automatic weapons, it was cream pies.
Right?
And I mean, it was massacres, but I mean, just getting hit with whipped cream. As a kid, I thought that movie was awesome.
Well, I didn't get that part, but the casting director, the person said to go to audition for this other movie. And so me and this buddy of mine took the train down into London, did the audition, and when we're done, we went to the only McDonald's that was in England at the time, down in London, where it had like 12 registers that were all open, all with lines to the door. I mean, it was packed, and mostly with Americans getting their McDonald's fix.
Yep.
But so then we got picked for this movie that was being made about Teddy Roosevelt, that the working title, I think, was Lying in the White House or something. And Teddy Roosevelt, I guess, was a boxer when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they picked me and this other kids to be the crowd at this boxing match with this young Teddy Roosevelt kid. And so we got had to get old 1800-style haircuts and wear 1800-style clothes. And the one thing I remember about was that one of the crew members had a birthday party. So there was cake and champagne, which they just left on the table in a bunch of cups, all poured out. And me and the other kids were like, oh, look, champagne. And so we helped ourselves. And, yeah, I got 10 pounds for the day, got to miss a day of school.
And got drunk.
And got drunk, yes, yes. And I never got to see if they kept the scene that I was in where the director realized that the opponent of Teddy Roosevelt that gets knocked out, he didn't have anyone in his corner, so they asked all of us if somebody wanted to be in the corner, and I said, sure. And then they wanted to do a scene where I'm talking to the boxer, and I'm just improvising, talking a bunch of, you know, stuff that I...
You need to give him an uppercut, see?
You know, he's a lot shorter than you, so don't let him get inside. Keep jabbing him.
So what, you never saw the movie?
No, because we got transferred back to America before it came out. So I never got to see the
movie.
You
tried to look for it since? I mean, with IMDb?
Yeah, surely it's going to be somewhere.
Yeah, I guess. But again, all I remember was the working title. And I don't even remember who the stars were, you know, who played who.
Remember Scott Baio and what's her face there? Clarice. What the hell's her name?
Jodie Foster.
But you can't remember. Yeah. And that's the movie you didn't get into. All right.
Yeah, that's the movie you didn't get into. Like I said, I just remember the working title was Lying in the White House. And it was a British production about, you know, Teddy Roosevelt.
All right.
And so, yeah, I guess I could. I've tried looking it up, but I don't know, again, the title of it. I remember the year was 1976. And I guess if I did some sleuthing, I could find out. But, yeah.
In the modern internet age, I think you could probably track that down.
Seems like it'd be easier now.
Going back a little bit, you saw this movie, Bugsy Malone?
I did. I saw it was part of a double feature, and I don't remember if it was like linked up with Jaws 2 or something, but my parents, I had a bunch of cousins in town too. So the memory's fairly fuzzy, but I do remember actively because I'd never heard of the movie. I didn't know what it was about. But again, as a kid, at the end of the movie, we were like, this is the greatest thing we've ever seen. And then whatever the main feature was, which was a regular feature film, I think we were just like, yeah, it was okay. What year did it come out? Does it say?
76.
Yeah, so I'd have been 7 years old.
I guess I'm an adult, so I'm just like, who said let's make a comedy musical with children as gangsters?
Dude, that is absolutely what it is. So it mimicked like Al Capone days, right? Yeah. And I mean, like they would go, there'd be a restaurant full of these kids, but they're all wearing tuxes, right? I mean, they look like kids because they are children, but they're dressed as adults, like mobsters. And like there'd be a restaurant scene, typical Italian restaurant scene, everyone's in there eating, and someone goes, oh no, because the door opens, and like 8 dudes roll in, with Tommy guns.
There's like showgirls.
And
like,
light the restaurant up. But it's all whipped cream. I'm telling you, man. It was
it's
a crazy
all whipped cream,
movie.
I'm just like,
but I thought it was awesome.
I'll find it for you. But I was like, who is... Yeah, look. They're all just kids.
Ted, I'm get stoned and watch it.
Yeah, I get it. The whole thing.
I love gangster movies. This is that. It is a gangster movie.
I've just never heard of it. And then I'm like, I thought maybe there'd be... Like, there's no adults. It's just kids.
No, it's all kids.
And then, yeah, the guns just shoot like...
whipped cream.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I know how dumb
it sounds,
and it is that dumb, but it was a fantastic movie when I was a kid. Yeah, Bugsy Malone.
Look at this, Miles. It turns into a whole shootout.
Jesus Christ.
You got Fat Sam throwing pies at people?
Oh, dude, like I said, it's if whipped cream is violent, it was a very
violent movie.
That's
awesome.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Everybody, listen to me. If you smoke weed, watch Bugsy Malone. If you don't smoke weed and have kids, sit down and watch Bugsy Malone with your kids.
Or do both.
Or do both.
Watch it stoned, and then watch it with the kids.
Yeah.
I'll just take a sneak outside real quick.
Yeah.
Walk the dog. Come back. Start the movie.
Mary Maiden have done that last night. My daughter wanted me to watch this anime show that she loves. I cannot tell you the name. She told me the name like 8 times, and I'm still like, every time she said it, I'm like, bless you. I have no idea what it's called. I may have been a little buzzed up when I watched it, but it made me appreciate it more.
Sailor Moon?
Bruh, it's nothing like that.
Oh.
Because I'm like, what's that? She's like, Nunga Chao. I'm like, what is that again? And she said it seriously like 3 times. And then I even read the title.
My daughter would know it.
I guarantee you.
Anyway, it's big.
It's huge. My daughter's all about it, man. But this is just the one that she wanted me to watch. And it was fine. We watched 3 episodes.
Subtitles?
Okay, so this is the weird thing about it. There were subtitles, but it was also dubbed over in English.
All right.
But we couldn't turn the subtitles off. So I'm like, so this has been dubbed over in English, but I still have English subtitles, which is kind of stupid. But there it was. It was fine.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Hola.
So you guys were talking earlier about double yokes and everything, and I just want to quickly say that 210 kilometers is 130 miles per hour.
130. All right.
Yeah, we were giving her too much credit.
I like the way you segue double yokes into that.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about double yokes, so I just want to tell you, kilometers to mile per hour ratio.
Yeah.
Great segue. So
she called in right after the double yoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had chickens during COVID. It was a COVID project. And the second round of chickens, we got Rhode Island Red. And we had this one chicken for 2 months that would lay double yolks. So all she did was lay double yolks. Hmm. And then 2 months in, we cracked a triple yolk.
You got a triple yoker?
A triple yolk, which is 1 in 25 million.
Wow.
It was pretty wild. Pretty wild. And right after that triple yolk, she stopped laying double yolks. Never saw a triple yolk.
I was going to say, if really? I would almost stopped and let her actually, you know, raise the kid. I mean, if you're getting double yolks all the time, man, you're going to get a lot of peeps out of that deal.
Yeah, I wanted to sell the chicken, but my kids and wife were against it. So.
How much do you think you could have gotten for this double yolk laying, egg laying chicken?
I don't know. I was going to just put it on the internet and see what came up.
But I'm pretty sure ducks that lay eggs, or ducks, chickens that lay eggs that you eat are different than laying hens.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that.
There's some difference in the
world.
But did you ever, like, talk to a veterinarian or anything to say, like, why does this particular chicken keep dropping the double yolks?
No. My kids and my wife really loved having the chickens, and I was raised with chickens, and, you know, they kind of just come and go, and I never got attached to them. My kids would name them and everything, and it was, we eventually got rid of all the chickens because they started eating all their own eggs.
They started eating their own eggs?
Gross chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Is that normal?
No, it's not normal, but as soon as one of them gets the taste for it, then they realize that they don't need any food and all they need is water. And
so you got cannibal chickens?
Yeah.
And that's not normal. That's weird.
See,
man.
I would be afraid to eat the eggs from the cannibal chickens.
Why? What'd be wrong with
eggs? Because, okay, all right, just like if you die and I eat you.
Yes.
All right, that's weird. Okay, then
it's weird, but if Ted wanted to eat you, would Ted say, look, the only reason I'm not going to eat Miles
is because I've been eating Steve. Now, if you're going to eat me, you're going to eat what I've been eating, which is Steve.
I don't know. I'm confused. So you're not related to him.
No. I'm just eating him.
Yeah.
And then you eat me.
So it'd be different if Miles ate one of his own daughters.
Yeah.
So you're a cannibal. You're going to eat Miles. But you find out that Miles ate one of his daughters. You're not going to eat
him. That's over the line, dude. Those are his kids.
But you find out he ate me, and it's still game on.
Correct. That's logical thinking, boys.
All right.
It's a weird conversation we're having.
Well, I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. I've never been in a cannibalism situation where I have to go, well, I would eat Miles, but hey, one of his own kids, dude. This is.
That's why some of those animals I can't get down with.
Like what?
Like lions will do it.
Yeah.
But I thought lions ate other lions young. So the idea, you're the male lion, right? And then I come into town, you and I fight, I end up winning. You've had a couple of cubs. Like, I'm going to eat your cubs.
I think the female lion sometimes has to get his own kids away from him, or he'll just eat them.
Mm-hmm. Does he eat his own kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
It's ruthless out there in the lion world, man.
I didn't see that, Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Do you have any children? I did.
Because he was a coward.
But I hate him.
I couldn't hunt on my own, so I hunted my own. I'm a coward.
If I were king of the forest, I would not eat my own children.
Scar did.
Yeah.
Here's a couple more quick comments before we take one more phone call. Ran with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, 2008, in the local newspaper. Showed me running beside a bull.
That would not be a good face.
No. The 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony watched in Nirvana. Get inducted.
Nice.
Okay. Which is pretty cool. One we can relate to, setting a foot in Dachau. One of the first concentration camps and getting that numb, empty feeling of sadness.
I don't want to ever do that again.
We did
Dachau's horrible. And it's the home of the SS. It was brutal.
It was super brutal. And the way Ken from the Advocates, he was kind enough to set it all up. And I know he was not projecting ahead, but we kind of had a tight schedule because we're there for a little bit of time, blah, blah, blah. So we go to Dachau, and then it's like, all right, guys, we're going to lunch. And I'm like, man,
not hungry. I'm going to be hungry for days.
I am not feeling hungry right now.
I don't even want a beer.
I know. Just
I was ready for a beer.
I just want to talk to my mom and drink.
Love you.
Yeah. Jesus.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.